Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for this Tuesday, clouds at a high of about 42 degrees. 37 in Kenosha, it's 34 in Burlington. 36 Milwaukee, 37 degrees in Racine. Only minor injuries for the driver of a car that struck a house in the village of Union Grove late last night, but also a drunk driving citation. The Racine County Sheriff's Department says a 911 caller reported that vehicle into the home in the 1100 block of 12th Avenue when the first arriving deputy discovered the driver only slightly hurt. Nobody inside was injured. The house, though, according to a news release, had excessive damage. The driver apparently failing to negotiate a curve in the road, going over the curb, then through the yard, and striking the building. A Racine firefighter hurt while fighting a fire in a house at 409 North Memorial Drive that was being renovated. Told you about this yesterday. More details from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The fire was reported about 7:45 when a neighbor spotted smoke coming from the eaves. Fire damage was limited to a room on the first floor of the unoccupied home and to the room directly above it. The firefighter was injured when a piece of the ceiling he was pulling down hit him in the face. He was treated at the hospital and released. The fire, which caused about $12,000 in damage to the building and contents, remains under investigation. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
A driver who led Caledonia police officers, two of them, on three high-speed chases over the weekend was in court. Documents had one officer trying to pull over a car with a revoked plate for an alcohol offense. Driver sped up, though, to 90 miles per hour, according to reports, then stopped on Six Mile Road. Officer got out, was talking to the operator. Driver took off again, nearly ran the officer's foot over. Another chase, up to 115 miles per hour. That officer lost the vehicle, but a second officer spotted it, gave pursuit over to Prince Drive, where the chase ended. 31-year-old Dwight Wilson Jr., charged with a number of offenses, he'll be back in court next week. Milwaukee Alderman Tony Zielinski thinks the problem of finding homes for violent sex offenders can be solved by reopening the former Ethan Allen School for Boys, which has been closed since 2011. The NAACP in Milwaukee also recommending the facility be reopened, but instead for housing juvenile offenders from Milwaukee versus at Lincoln Hill, so they're closer to home. A former Racine Youth prison guard who rarely took no for an answer from his love interest is going to be spending time on the other side of the bars. In Racine County Circuit Court, 45-year-old William Crockett got both prison and jail time for harassing women with lewd phone calls and text messages. Two of the victims, female law enforcement personnel. Assistant District Attorney Rebecca Summers telling Judge Michael Piontek she doubted the sincerity of Crockett's apologies.
This is a person who has no concept of what he's done, no regard for what he's done, no care for who he has traumatized and how he has traumatized them. Over and over and over, it's excuse after excuse after excuse.
Judge Piontek making it clear he sided with the prosecution's view of the case, said there is something dramatically wrong. Crockett's attorney said his client had anger issues and let things get out of hand. Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development's Equal Rights Division this past summer dismissed a fair employment law violation claim by former Caledonia Police Sergeant Robert Kittle. He then filed a complaint about age discrimination with the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The board last night, Caledonia, leading to a closed-door agreement on a confidential settlement. The now retired 53-year-old Kittle claiming there had been internal efforts to try to force him to retire as part of what his complaint listed as a harassing and hostile work environment. Last night, the board unanimously supported the confidential settlement of the claim. That is a step short of a lawsuit which could have been filed if the claim had been denied. Supporters and opponents of allowing chickens on residential properties in Caledonia making their feelings known to the village board last night. Cindy Prattarelli has been told to get rid of her 11 chickens by next Monday. She's leading the effort to try to get the ordinance changed, says she has over 400 petition signatures. Roger Gilbertson lives behind a woman with several chickens, says he has no problems with them.
They're quiet. I've lived in that area for 38 years, and it's never bothered me since she's moved in. Very nice and clean neighbors. Their shed, so-called chicken coop, is very clean. I've been over there. And as far as the issue of the coyotes, I lived there for 38 years, and there's been coyotes in the area for 38 years.
Supporters will bring the issue to the full village board for consideration in the near future. Licensing Committee Chairman Kevin Wongard, however, firm in his points against changing the ordinance. It is a complex, comprehensive plan to prepare Racine Unified students for their futures in life, job readiness included. And it's proven successful down in Nashville. The Racine Unified School Board updated by staff about the high school transformation plan, which features academies and pathways. Dan Thielen, RUSD's Chief of Secondary School Transformation, indicating these academies, once they take hold, will become adaptive to needs.
These academies and pathways aren't going to become stagnant. They become very fluid over the course of time in terms of what's out there for industry standard, in terms of what's out there for certifications for students, what is taking place with our post-secondary institutions as well.
Superintendent Lolly Haas chiming in, it won't be perfect in the first year. This program to launch next fall. Former Kenosha Bradford and UW standout running back Melvin Gordon, drafted by the NFL San Diego Chargers, but who played sporadically this season, done for the year, torn cartilage in his left knee. One of Kenosha County's longest-serving supervisors deciding not to seek re-election. 8th District Supervisor Ron Johnson, going to complete his 32nd year as a county board supervisor in the spring, says he's ready to retire at the age of 86. He served on the city council before being elected to the county board. And the proposed changes to the big box ordinance in the city of Kenosha, that'll have to wait a few more weeks. The council last night postponing the issue, Mayor Keith Bosman not attending. He asked that it be postponed until the January meeting. WRJN.com is our webpage and our newscaster there. Whenever you want, just go into the local news section. Also, at WRJN News for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400 WRJN News.